You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on April... just a minute. It is 3 p.m. on May 2nd, 2025. Today is the day of mourning for the victims of the Lapu-Lapu tragedy from last Saturday. Welcome to episode 17 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, update on the Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up, it's Ahems, Avoider, with Lapdog. That was Lapdog from Ahems, Avoider. Next up is After Images, Faces to Hide. Here is The Long Walk.
I feel like a chameleon.
I would like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. Three events were on tap on April 26. The Red Leafs track and field teams competed in the Ralph Vernaccia Collegiate Invite at Civic Stadium in Bellingham, Washington, where the first event, the Women's Hammer, took place at 9 a.m., where distances were generally in meters and times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for the Red Leafs. In the first event, Women's Hammer Throw, Susanna Linuski hurled 50.29 for third. In the men's 1500, Andrew Thompson clocked in at 355.79 for ninth. Thompson also competed in the men's 1 mile, which is 1609 meters, where he ran in at 413.83 for eighth. In the men's hammer throw, Dominic Wahlholm chucked 47.32 for 10th. In the men's triple jump, Jeremy Belcher leaped 11.75 for 10th. In the women's triple jump, Olivia Winbiel sprung 11.4 for 2nd, only behind Elisa Duncan of St. Martin's at 11.58, followed by Jaslyn Nagra at 10.54 for 4th. In the women's 1500, Rachel Watkins timed in at 438.97 for 7th. In the women's 400, Veronica Robertson clocked in at 59.21 for 6th, and Elizabeth Vanderput timed in at 59.85 for 9th. Jacob Hall won the men's 100 dash at 10.57, improving his own SFU record, followed by Josiah Pensimacqua at 10.71 for 7th, and Adrian Law at 10.82 for 10th. In the women's 100, Emma Connon charged in at 11.61 for 2nd, only behind Alexis Hollis of Western Washington at 11.42, followed by Jalen Cummings at 12.1 for 7th. In the men's high jump, Kaysen McDermott leaped 1.8 for 3rd. In the men's 400 hurdles, Tyson Carr dashed in at 55.37 for 4th. Jacob Hall won the men's 200 dash at 21.32, his second win in the 2025 Ralph Vernaccia Collegiate Invite, followed by Josiah Pensimacqua at 21.66 for 4th. In the women's 200, Emma Connon charged in at 23.55 for 2nd, only behind Alexis Hollis of Central Washington at 23.49. I have to check that later on. Followed by Jalen Cummings at 25.23 for 7th. In the men's 5,000, Sebastian Brickman clocked in at 14.38.07 for 7th, and Benjamin Schoening timed in at 14.41.65 for 8th. Olivia Winbiel won the women's high jump at 1.62. In the men's high jump, Mitchell Gibbs sprung 6.684. Because some of the think I got some of the events wrong. Just bear with me here. Just a minute, please. In the men's long jump, Mitchell Gibbs sprung 6.68 for 2nd, only behind Mark Mercier of Alaska Anchorage at 6.89. In the women's long jump, Jaslyn Nagra leaped 5.36 for 4th, and Serena Kennedy Hailu sprung 4.62 for 10th. In the women's 5,000, um, Just a minute, please. Rachel Watkins dashed in at 17:19.17 per second, only behind Kaylee Thorne of the Cochrane Endurance Project at 17:12.45, followed by Melina Kalich at 18:11.36 for 10th. In the men's 4x400 relay, the quartet of Tyson Carr, Hayden Hall, Matias Del Rio Riategi, and Mika Logi charged in at 3:25.84 for 3rd. In the men's 4x400 relay, the quartet of Emma Kannan, Elizabeth Vanderput, Veronica Robertson, and Celine Tassimir dashed in at 3:53.45 for 2nd, only behind Western Washington at 3:40.2. In the Ralph Vernaccia Collegiate Invite at Civic Stadium in Bellingham, Washington, where SFU men's earned 59 points for 4th, while women's earned 75 points for 3rd, as Western Washington won both team crowns, with their men's earning 201 and women's 141.5 points. Meanwhile, the Red Leaf softball played a doubleheader against the Western Washington Vikings at Viking Field in Bellingham, Washington, where the first pitch was at 12:05. With SFU down 2-0 to Western Washington in the top of 6, Christine Davydukes ground out to shortstop Haley Ruth, plated Aaron Murphy, followed by Janique Balkayan's single to left field, which plated Abby McGlynn, both off the Vikings reliever Kayana Kong, for a 2-0 tie. However, Nairi Johnson singled off the Red Leaf starter Jordan Rappel in the bottom of 7th, as Layla Carpenter played at home, and Western Washington walked off SFU 3-2 in Game 1. The Red Leafs were led by Janique Balkayan, who went 1-for-3, one run batted in, and the starter Jordan Rappel suffered her 8th loss this season after giving up 3 earned runs in 6.1 innings, as her record fell to 4-8. Meanwhile, the Vikings were led by Kalinhua Pitoy, who went 2-for-3, one run scored, one run batted in, and their reliever Kayana Kong earned her 8th win of the season after giving up one run in 2-plus innings pitched. Game 2's first pitch was at 2:25, as the host Western Washington jumped to a 3-0 lead in the bottom of 4th, all off the SFU starter Nevada Johnson. Red Leaf Christine Davydukes hit a solo home run in the top of 5th off the Vikings reliever Ollie Kimball to trim the deficit to 3-1, but Western Washington got that run back in the bottom of 5th as Malia Andrews scored on a wild pitch off the SFU reliever Nevada Johnson, who surrendered 4 more runs in the bottom of 6th as the Vikings crushed the Red Leafs 8-1 to sweep the doubleheader. SFU was led by Christine Davydukes, who went 1-for-3, one run scored, and one run batted in, as the starter Nevada Johnson suffered her 9th loss of the season after surrendering 3 earned runs in 4 innings, as her record fell to 3-9. Meanwhile, Western Washington was led by Nairi Johnson, who went 2-for-3, one run scored, one run batted in, and Malia Andrews, who went 2-for-3 and 2 runs scored, as the starter Kayana Kong won after 4 innings pitched with no runs allowed for her 9th win of the season, improving her record to 9-0. While the reliever Ollie Kimball earned her 2nd save after yielding just 1 hit, 1 run in 3 innings pitched at Viking Field in Bellingham, Washington.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the final standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Softball 2025. Western Washington finished first at 21-3 conference, 39-10 overall. Conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference ties. St. Martin's second, 6-7 conference, 32-13 overall. Simon Fraser, third, 13-11 conference, 23-24 overall. And Montana State Billings, fourth, 11-11 conference, 16-28 overall. The top four teams made the GNAC championship tournament. And the rest, Northwest Nazarene, 5th, 11-13 conference, 23-23 overall. Western Washington, 6-17 conference, 6th, 13-37 overall. And Central Washington, last, 4-20 conference, 6-32 overall. Multiple events occurred on April 28th. The Red Leafs track and field announced two recruits, Danny Adams and Liam Barnes. Danny Adams hails from Ajax, Ontario, attends J. Clark Richardson Collegiate Institute, and was the 2024 U18 Canadian National Champion in triple jump. Liam Barnes hails from Surrey, BC, attends North Surrey Secondary, and ran his personal best in the 400 meters as he clocked in at 50.55 at the BC Club Provincial Jamboree. Emma Conan was also named the GNAC Women's Track Athlete of the Week as she clocked in at 23.38 seconds at Pee Wee Helsa Invitational. Furthermore, the SFU men and women's golf teams earned the GNAC Teams of the Week after the teams won their respective 2025 GNAC Golf Championships last week. On April 29th, the GNAC announced is softball player of the year, where Malia Andrews, on April 29th, the GNAC announced its softball players of the year, where Malia Andrews of Western Washington and Heather Ebner of St. Martin's and all conference teams, where multiple Red Leafs were honored. Stacey Fournier was named the co-coach of the year after leading SFU to a 13-11 conference record. 23-11 overall, and to its third GNAC playoff appearance, the first since 2018, as Fournier shared the honors with Cheryl Gilmore of Western Washington University. Three SFU players made the GNAC first all-conference team, first baseman Christine Davyduke, outfielder Abby McGlynn, and designated player Cassidy Effelt. Christine Davyduke led the GNAC in slugging percentage at .788, hit 13 home runs for second, and drove in 43 runs for fifth. Abby McGlynn earned her third consecutive first all-conference honors, hit .391 for fifth. Cassidy Affelt hit .387, 41 runs batted in, and a 1.148 on-base and slugging percentages. Two Red Leafs, pitcher Monica Bourque, who had 95 strikeouts for second, and outfielder Aaron Murphy, with 43 stolen bases, earned a second-team honors, while SFU's Ray Bates and Lauren Luchtigheid were honorable mentions. Later on April 29th, just a minute, please. So, it is the correct date. The GNAC announced its men's golfer of the year, where Benjamin Mulder of Northwest Nazarene was honored, and all conference teams were multiple Red Leafs were honored. Christia Schultz was named the co-coach of the year as SFU men's won their second GNAC championships in 3 years and averaged 289.3 strokes per round, the lowest in the GNAC. Three SFU golfers, Dansby Carswell, Junsu Im, and Maxwell Corcoran, made the first team all-conference. Dansby Carswell earned his second honor in a row after averaging 71.9 strokes per round this season for fourth in GNAC, followed by Junsu Im, who fired 72.3 strokes per round for fifth, and Max Corcoran, who also won the GNAC Freshman of the Year, averaged 73.1 strokes per round, the best among freshmen and seventh. Red Leafs' Brendan O'Brien and Justin Pearson earned second-team all-conference honors. On May 1st, the GNAC Softball Championships kicked off as the third-seed SFU confronted the second-seed St. Martin's at Halley Field in Nampa, Idaho, the home of the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks, the venue host for the 2025 GNAC Softball Championships. After the first pitch was at noon, the Saints loaded the bases on the Red Leaf starter Monica Bork in the bottom of first, and got on board when Kekai Schultz drew a 5-pitch walk, which played it Ashley Goodale. However, Bork limited the damage to one run in the bottom of first. In the top of third, SFU's Aaron Murphy hit a 2-out single off the St. Martin starter Chloe Leverington and stole her 44th bag of the season to set the new single-season GNAC record. Most of the game was a pitching duel between Red Leaf Monica Bork and St. Chloe Leverington, but SFU tied the game in the top of six as Abby McGlynn hit a 2-out double to left field, which played it Grace McMillan from first. In the bottom of six, St. Martin's Heather Ebner, the co-GNAC Player of the Year, broke Monica Bork's bid for a no-hitter with a single, was lifted for Abba Heston at first, who got out at second on a fielder's choice, as Shelby Lawson was safe at first. But Lawson stole second, her second stolen base of the game, and scored on an Amanda Peterson single to right field for a 2-1 Saints lead. In the top of seventh, the last chance for the Red Leafs, Ray Bates, single with one out, lifted for Abba Jansen at first, but Lauren Luchtigheit was robbed by the St. Martin's shortstop Ashley Goodale on a diving catch, and SFU were ultimately shaded by St. Martin's 2-1, despite the Red Leafs having six hits to St. Martin's 2. SFU was led by Abby McGlynn, who went 2-for-3, one run batted in, and the Red Leafs starter Monica Bork took the loss after allowing two runs in just two hits as her record went to 11-6. Meanwhile, St. Martin's were led by Amanda Peterson, who went 1-for-2, one run batted in, and the Saints starter Chloe Leverington earned her 19th win of the season after yielding one run and six hits as her record improved to 19-3. Today, multiple SFU women's golf team members were honored by the GNAC, headlined by Dana Smith as the Player of the Year. Smith averaged 75 strokes per round for second in the conference as she helped the Red Leafs to their 2025 GNAC Championship crown and became the fourth SFU woman to earn the GNAC Player of the Year. First-year head coach Krista Schultz, who won the co-coach of the year with the Red Leafs men's golf team, won the coach of the year for the GNAC women's golf, voted in by her peers. Three SFU women golfers earned the GNAC first team all-conference honors, led by Dana Smith, the GNAC Player of the Year, Izzy Ferguson, who led the GNAC with 74.8 strokes per round, and Mira Minhas, the 2025 GNAC Golf Championships individual crown winner, as she fired 75.4 strokes for fourth in the GNAC. Three Red Leafs, Chloe Tran, Anaya Bundle, and Sua Park, made the GNAC second team all-conference. Chloe Tran averaged 77.4 strokes for 7th, Anaya Bundle was closely behind with 77.9, and Sua Park averaged 78.2 strokes. Right now, the SFU softball is playing... Just a minute, please. I think this is... What's the actual game? Oh, okay, so SFU played two games. The first game was against Montana State Billings, the fourth seed, where the Red Leafs crushed the Yellow Jackets 9-0. where Monica Bourke threw a four-hit, four-hit shutout in five innings. They're currently in their second game. With the opponent being St. Marlins, the first opponent, with the Saints leading the Red Leafs 6-4 in the top of fifth.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome to the second half of episode 17 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music featured on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, an update on the Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Adriana McCaslin's See It Fades. The tune is Love Slow.
You have